Black Sea. This body of water is bordered by Ukraine, Russia, Georgia, Romania, Bulgaria, and Turkey. Those last three countries are members of NATO, and the head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization says stability around the Black Sea is important to the security of the whole region. NATO is concerned about several challenges. One, Russia's involvement in the war in Ukraine. Two, terrorism like ISIS is bringing to countries south of the Black Sea. And three, the massive influx of migrants and refugees to countries in the region. NATO was created in 1949 to balance out Soviet dominance of Eastern Europe. The U.S. is a NATO member, and America is working to support NATO countries by sending fighters to the Black Sea region.
These Air Force pilots are preparing for a unique mission. They will be accompanying two U.S. fighter jets to Romania, a NATO ally on the Black Sea. It will be the first time America's fearsome F-22 Raptor has landed there. An opportunity for the U.S. to show it is bolstering NATO defenses on Russia's doorstep. Flying one of the two is Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Lachowski. He explained what makes the F-22 special.
A combination of stealth, supercruise, increased situational awareness that the aircraft provides us, which all that adds up to a unique asymmetric advantage on the battlefield.
So basically you're saying this is the best fighter jet in the world.
The aircraft is truly incredible, and it is indeed the best fighter aircraft in the world.
The technology is so advanced that Congress has banned their sale overseas. En route to Romania, the jets must regularly be refueled, a delicate balancing act we got to see close up. A nozzle called a boom is lowered from the tanker. The jet then moves into place directly below it, and the gas starts pumping.